Welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church, the house of Judah, the house at the gate. Please join us as we'll be listening to Apostle Vincent Luan, the head pastor of the Emmanuel Christian Churches.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We exalt your name. We are grateful for your presence. We welcome, Lord, all those who are listening through different platforms, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, may you touch us, may you move in our hearts, may you change and transform us, may we become better persons in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We give thanks to the Lord for this day that quite a number of us are able to come to church. We believe in time we'll go back to all of our services. And for those who are in the viewing centers, we pray that you will enjoy yourself without any breakages. Praise the Lord. We are teaching on
Alelon.
And today we are celebrating our culture and our heritage. All of us are people of God. And I want to share a message that should help us to reconcile so that we become that which God wants us to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are teaching on
Alelon,
loving one another. The power of reconciliation. It's very important as a human being to love other people. There are things within our nation and I think within the world that will want to separate us. God sent Jesus that Jesus will reconcile us with the Father. God loved us so much that he reconciled the whole world to himself. And I want to say to the church today, as we celebrate our diversity, that should not bring divisions, but should create a greater strength. It's just unfortunate that certain of our provinces, they have no economic activity, and therefore when people of different culture come to their provinces, they are extremely traditional and extremely discriminatory. But Christ didn't die that we should discriminate against one another, but that through our uniqueness we may be found together. It's very beautiful to see the different dresses and shirts that people are putting on. We recently come from a very difficult advertisement where certain persons believe that their hair is better than our hair for purpose of commercialization. So I want to challenge the whole church that we should not tolerate, we should not allow certain cultures and traditions to separate us. God has created South Africa to be a beautiful country. And I want to believe the whole world can be a beautiful place. You just need to travel a little bit out of your village. You need to travel a little bit out of your town. And travel out of your country for you to understand how beautiful it is to be among different people. That your life is more enriched and better because of that which Christ has done for us. Can we read together the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17?
1 Corinthians 5 verse 17.
Or maybe we should start with the book of John chapter 13.
Or John 13.
Verse 34. It says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now the question is, how did Jesus love us? You see, most of us claim to be lovers of one another, but when we look at the behavior and the character character of your love. We only realize that you only love yourself. Because self is self-centered. Has its own interest at the expense of others. But Jesus has loved us and he gave and surrendered his life for all of us. So the love of Jesus gives us an understanding that if we truly love, we will sacrifice ourselves. We will give ourselves that others will be accepted in our company. One of the difficult things within our country is sometimes to come into a company of people who will choose not to speak the language they understand. You know, I don't know if you've been in a company of people, they speak their language in your presence. I don't know how you have felt before. That's not Christian. I don't know you are hearing what I'm saying. Here you are talking whatever language that all of you are understanding, and suddenly in the midst of your communication, people then transcend into another language and they talk laba 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 laba, and when they finish they continue with your communication, then you are wondering, what did they say? Am I part of this conversation? Am I part of these people? Why will they choose to they have the time to speak whatever language they want, wherever they want. You have to learn to make others comfortable in your own company. We struggle with language. All of us can't speak each other's language well. But we try our best. We speak our language mixed with other languages to show the level of reconciliation that we want. Many years ago, I was in a school, what you would call a college or university. And there was this person who came and claimed, I'm South African. And I said, what language do you speak as a South African? And he could only speak his mother's tongue. And this was a Caucasian, a white person. They were born here. They were raised here and they could not speak one African language. And I said to them, I see your pride that you cannot speak my language. So I told the person, I said, from today I will speak my mother tongue and you speak your mother tongue and the two of us will communicate. She was so aggrieved that she went and called her mother. We were in church and the mother and the father came. They said, you cannot say we are not South Africans. I said, because of pride, our language, I said, this child was raised by a black woman. She has already told me that she had a nanny. Not even one, couple of nannies. Listen, you have to humble yourself. Can you tell your neighbor, humble yourself? Yeah, don't insist. I get shocked when people come and insist to speak their language. And I say, listen, we are all of us trying to make a living here. You know, the person will insist. This is what I want to speak with you. So I decide to speak my deep Tswana. And I say, okay, let's continue. Speak your language, I'll speak mine. You see, we have to meet each other halfway. There must be a willingness from your heart. We can't build a united South Africa when others insist to speak their own language. Let me give you a story of this church. Many years ago, we tried to do the interpreter thing. The reason why we are doing interpretation is because we are on radio. And our radio is typically Pedi Sotho radio. So they must be able to listen. But we have tried this before. won't believe the riot that almost started in the church. The Zulus came and said, we want to speak in Zulu. We want interpretation in Zulu. Oh, the Xhosa said, oh, it was Zulu last week. We want Xhosa this week. And the greater part of people see and they say, this is Tswana's Pedi land. We want interpretation in Pedi. And I said, you don't understand. You are missing the point. This is not about you. Can you tell your neighbor you are missing the point? It's not about you. It's about communication. We are trying to communicate with one another. If there are French people here who can hear our English or our Pedi or our Tswana, we should try to get somebody to interpret for them. The intent is not to reduce somebody else. It's to try and lift up everybody so that all of us are in the same place. Nobody should feel left out. I don't know, you understand. Communication, what we are doing here, we are communicating. We are teaching in English because there are many people who don't hear Tswana or Pedi. It's not like, oh, we have chosen, I was born with an English language. I had to learn like you. And when I ambush the language, you can criticize me. I'm not an English teacher. So you can have your red pen, it's fine. But here we are communicating. We are building a nation. We are establishing ourselves to be a formidable force in the world. The Bible says a house divided against itself will not stand. I was talking to somebody who was trying to be tribal. And I said to him, if you go back to where you come from, you realize how poorer you will become. Because if we go according to where we are, the region where you come from, and we say everybody go back to where you come from, where your ancestors come from, you see, because everybody wants to claim a stake. Can you tell your neighbor, I'm a Christian first, then I'm a South African. I'm a Christian first. Oh, Marena Jesus, I'm a Christian first. You get it? We are dressed in whatever way we are dressed. We are showing our diversity. But we are one people. You know, somebody was asking, what, you know, you look mixed up, looking at my physical attributes. I said, I have Zulus, I have Shangans, I have Ndebeles. My family is a mixed masala. Everything is there. We can try you. You will see that you are not what you think you are. I don't know, you get it. The fact that I'm putting on a Shangan, on a Zulu, or attire, whatever attire you are putting on, doesn't in any way make others to discriminate against you. We had a youth conference where they were discussing about their culture and tradition. I don't know the youth leader why he decided to go that route. Oh, I tell you, I was called from home. The people were offended. The stereotypes about tribes. And I said, you are missing the point. You see, if we are going to build strongly, we have to focus on our strengths. If you are going to focus on the weakness that you have, you are not going to go very far. If you are a married person, don't say your wife is a bad cook. You are not going to go very far. I don't know, you understand it. If your wife can't cook, you teach her to cook. There are cookbooks. You compliment her on the things she's able to do. You start to say, oh, my wife can bake very well. With cooking, she's coming well. She's trying her best. You get it? But if you are going to focus on the spider web. You know, in the house sometimes, somewhere in the corner, there's always a spider web. If we look for it, we'll find it in your house. Yeah, if we look for it, that's we'll find it. Yes. So when you look at the spider web, you don't say to your wife, hey, you don't clean whose house is it? You are going to miss the point. The issue is not to reduce. The issue is not to demean. The issue is not to offend. The issue is to compliment. Get the feather duster. Get the feather duster. And remove the spider web. And then next time when your wife is cleaning, you say, I noticed there are certain areas, I'll clean the hidden private areas. And you educate than to fight. I don't know, you understand. You cannot build a nation that is Zulu boy, that is Peditui, that is Motswana Tswa. I don't know Kosas what you will say. And Mandebele and so forth. Listen, you will not go very far. Because when we are supposed to do serious issues, to attend to main national things, you are suddenly going to tell us, I mean, think about it, if people in Limpopo, when they are building Eskom plant, they were to say, only Pedis should build the Eskom plant. I don't know, you understand. It will never work. And you go to KwaZulu. They say in the harbor is only Zulus. You know, I was in a building yard in our Midrand campus. And young boys come and say, we are looking for jobs. So I said, no problem. Because they were saying, if you are building anything, you must hire our people. I looked at them and I realized that they belong to a specific political party. And so I said to them, if you want to die young, you go the attitude you are going. You cannot come into my yard and tell me what to do. I said to the two of them, I will write these letters that I'm going to write. I'm going to prophesy and write in the letters. I'm going to take your letter. There were two of them. I'll take your letter, give it to your friend. And I'll take your letter, give it to your friend. 10 years from now, you can open the letters. Chances are that both of you won't be here. Because the attitude you are taking, it's not going to help anyone. Because all the people who are working here are South Africans. There are no Pedis, there are no Zulus, there are no Ndebeles. We are all, can you tell your neighbor, we are all South Africans.
We are all South Africans.
Look at them and say, my dress might deceive you. You get it? The fact that you are dressed whatever way, you can be fully deceived.
Amen.
Listen, they've called me Nigerian for many years. For what reason, I don't know. And one day, I was walking on the street. And they started to greet me. And people were shocked. I can speak Tswana. I understand Zulu. They say, you are South Africa. I say, yes.
South Africa, but, hey.
I said, what made you to think I'm Nigerian? Because I invited a Nigerian pastor to preach. Maybe the day you came to church, it was Nigerian pastor was preaching. I don't know. Oh, was it my God? You know, I like African attire. I have quite a substantial, half of my old robe is this shirts. Yeah, I don't know, you understand. You will miss your purpose and your God's calling because of your eyes that will see wrong things. May the Lord have mercy on us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's push so that we can achieve what we want to do. 2 Corinthians 5, 17.
2 Corinthians 5, 17.
We'll reach up to 21. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Can you tell your neighbor, the old has passed away. If you are a Christian, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. I like the word, he's a new species. He's a new species, he's a new
What is the right soteword? It's a new creature. Yes, sibupiwa sesesha. Something that has never existed before. The nature and the attributes that of Christ that are coming out of your life. People will be shocked that you have changed so far. In my area where I come from, after I got born again, people wanted to get born again. Elderly people came to my parents' home to say I should take them to church. Because I have already started to be a nuisance in my township. But when they saw the newness of Christ in me, they said, we want what you have. We want to follow what you are following. This is wonderful. This is beautiful. So, number one, as a person, you have to know you are a Christian. And if you are a Christian, you are a new creature. The old things have passed away. Your identity is in Christ. Your person is in Christ. You are influenced and driven by Christian life or Christian principles. It says, therefore, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. God through Jesus reconciled us to himself. Listen, South Africa is a great nation. Every nation is a great nation. One of the things that have been used very effectively is the diversity that they have brought divisions. You see, the day you decide to push your Tswananess, the day you push your pettiness, the day you push your Zuluness, the day you should know that you have cut, we are about how many tribes? 10 tribes or 11 tribes. You should know that you have already cut 10 paths of yourself. I don't know how many paths you are. But the day you claim your nation or your tribalism, you say, me, I'm a Tswana. And therefore you want to exclude everybody else. Because as of this moment, there's some benefits. You should know that you have cut about 10 paths of yourself. There are certain things you will never gain access regardless how much you want. When you don't understand South Africa and you want to use your nationality, you want to use your tribe. I was talking to somebody, I said, it's always convenient for you to claim your nationality. When it is suitable for you, You have to understand we are one people. Do you get it? South Africa is one. We must melt together until there is no tribe. Our tribe must be the last thing we mention. Even though we are dressed in our tribal gear, I don't know if you understand. It should not be the thing that will divide South Africa. It should not be the thing that will separate you from somebody else. Many years ago, somebody says, what are you doing in a South African church? I said, there's never been a South African church. Jesus didn't die for South Africans. He died for the whole world. I don't know you understand. You know, our church has never been one tribe church. There are churches, I'm told, that are one tribe church. Literally, when you arrive, everybody speak one language. And if you can't fit in that language, listen, you are doomed. You better suit yourself or leave. That's not Jesus. You have to be very comfortable to speak your language. If it's possible, teach us your language. We were supposed today to have said, bring your food and whatever so that we know you eat masonja. And we can eat masonja with you. With our long noses, I've seen people when they are eating other people's food, That's why we stop saying to people, bring food to church. I don't know you hear what I'm saying. When other people are bringing their tribal food, their cultural food, people will not touch them. They will look at the food and say, hey, this food doesn't smell nice. Many years ago, I visited a country. I was doing missions there for two weeks. And when I was laboring there, they prepared some food. It's an African country. And when they prepared the food, when they lifted up the lid, just the cover of the pot, I tell you, I was hit by something else. And I said, that I will not touch, please. The woman knelt on the floor and says, this is a very special delicacy. Even my husband, I cook once in a while. It's not a very easy meal to do. But for your sake, since you have been in my house, I pleaded with my husband that we should give you something very nice, something special, something our us, something our country. Because chicken is chicken. You know, chicken is not South African. I don't know. Where does chicken come from? I don't know, you get it. Yeah, so the person prepared this special meal. And she said, just taste, please. Oh my God. I tasted. You know, with my long nose. You know, you can see my nose is longer than many things.
Amen.
And so when I smelled, when the food was coming to my mouth, I had to block my nose. But I was shocked by the taste. That meal, I like it today. If I travel to that country, I phone. My reception meal is this. May the Lord have mercy on you. I said, we must be reconciled. We are one people. May God be with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to understand, the Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. You are a new species. Number two. We do not know any man after the flesh. You must not allow people to influence you to hate other people for no reason. Xenophobia, you should not support it. Discrimination, you must not support it. I feel pity for most of our people because you don't travel. I was in a meeting of South African pastors and maybe quite a few non-South African pastors. And there was a riot. The pastors were saying, we are tired of foreigners. So I looked at them. And I said, you are naive. You are backwards. It's because you are a one church pastor. You only have a church in your village. And you think your village is the whole world. And in your village you are the biggest church. So you think because everybody listens to you, all of us think like you. And I told them, this kind, you will make me no longer to attend your meeting. Because you are naive. You have not traveled. That's why in our church, if you don't have a passport, you cannot be a very good member. Without your membership, can you ask your neighbor, do you have a passport? Tell them, without your membership in our church, you must travel. A year before last, I took the children to Mozambique. I told them we are going to Mozambique. We got into the microbus. We drove to Mozambique. For them to know they are not the only people. For them to know that South Africa is not the only country with nice beaches. And I said, Mozambique beaches are better than South Africa. It's true. Even if you lift up your nose, Mozambique beaches are better. I've been there. You have not been there. You don't have a passport.
I want a passport.
You don't have a passport. You have not been to Mozambique. The fish in Mozambique is galore. Listen, my children, every time they ask me, when are we going back? But the main thing, they are interested in the fish market. May the Lord have mercy with you. Listen, I said to them, you have to learn to travel. You will become blind by thinking that you are the best pastor because you have the biggest church in your village. People get shocked when they go out. They realize that they are not the only ones. You are not the only one who have broken through. You are not the only one who have an understanding. There are many others who have understanding. And therefore, God will bless you when you accept others who are different from you. May the Lord have mercy. The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 11 says, more than that,
Romans 5 verse 11,
more than that, it says, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We have to learn to be reconciled as tribes and as people. You know, we go to England as frequent. I didn't know. I used to call everything UK. You say UK means United Kingdom. You see, but United Kingdom is no longer the United Kingdom that I thought I knew. When I arrived in the UK, I used the word English because I thought, I was naive, I thought everybody's English. And then they started to tell me, when you talk to people, they say, I'm
Scot.
And everybody start to go to their tribe. And I realized, oh, that is why you are always fighting. Because everybody else is fighting to be identified as a specific tribe. I realized, oh, the problem of South Africa, I thought I've left it back home. But I realized these people as well, they are Scots. And they have four tribes or four nations as they call themselves. And it's like us. Every tribe is a nation in itself. When other people wanted South Africa to be what they will call a federal state. You see, when you make things individual, you want to discriminate others. May the Lord have mercy for us that we will not discriminate against others. That we will be reconciled. Jesus died that we be reconciled. Jesus died for everybody else. So we need to give ourselves for everybody else. The Bible teaches us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. All this is from God, who through Christ Jesus reconcile us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are the ones who are supposed to push for reconciliation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. You are able and you have the capacity and the grace to love others, to associate with others. Many years ago, I was a human resource manager. We employ everybody else. During my tenure, that's what I do. And then I employ somebody of another tribe. So we gave the person the responsibility to sort out the CVs. You know, there's a lot of CVs that will come. So we say, oh, sister, sort out this CVs for us so that we can have the best candidates. You won't believe it was people from their tribe. I even doubt if this came according to the right flow. Possibly she had this in her pocket and she put them on the table. And I said, okay. Is this all the people who applied? I said, if I phone, possibly they come even from your village. And I said, if I call, possibly they are your cousins and your relatives. You cannot build a country that way. There's no amen. Those who are listening at the viewing centers, there's no amen. Can you say amen wherever you are listening? This one's... Listen, it's a bad attitude to employ people from your tribe. Jesus has given us the spirit of reconciliation. You cannot all of you speak the same language. There's no amen. I said here in church, there's no amen.
Amen.
You cannot have people speak your own language unless that area you are in, KwaZulu Natal. You know, I fought somebody at Human Home Affairs. I went to Home Affairs some time ago. And when I arrived at Home Affairs, I met Tswana. So I spoke to somebody over the counter. I assumed he's a Tswana. The person spoke with me with another tribal language. And I said, I said, no, I spoke to you in Tswana. I'm expecting to receive, I don't understand your language. I was just making a case out of it. And I said, no, call the manager. Fortunately, the manager was the one sitting next to. I said, no, you, what about my grandmother who can't speak any other language but Tswana? I can't take somebody in KwaZulu Natal and put a Motswana there and say, speak to Zulus in Tswana. I don't know if you understand. You are quiet. Listen. If you are reconciled, you humble yourself. You try and meet the needs of the person who have come for help. You don't stand in your right. The person was trying to, it is my right in South Africa. I said you are saving a group of people who don't come from your area where you come from. Humble yourself. Speak the language. Help the people. It is not about you. It's not you who we are interested in. We need the services. Give us the service. Come down from your high horse and help the people. Stop speaking a language people don't understand. The manager was sitting there. I said, how did they appoint you that you come and serve the local people and you can't speak their language? And immediately twisted and started to speak my language. And I said, that attitude, I said to the man, I said, this kind of attitude, it's not helping our nation. Because they do these things in front of you. Listen to a person. When a person greets you and says, "Sawubona," you should understand. You should be a Zulu in the belly. If you speak in the language, don't say, "Dumela Tobel."
Oscar Tobel.
You get it? Because you are not helping the person. What if he doesn't understand your Dumela
Tobela?
Anyway, I see you don't understand me. I think I'm alone here. Listen. Christianity is about humility. The idea is not for me to preach in English and to use bombastic words that by the time I finish, you're going to be holding a dictionary and trying to understand what did I say. Then I will have missed the purpose of why I'm preaching. You get it? I'm preaching this way because it's the day of our culture. We are celebrating culture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through Christ, we have received reconciliation. So we should bend ourselves far low to serve one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't stand on your rights. Any man and woman who stands on their rights and they are married, they will not last. Their marriage will not last. Listen, I've been married for 31 years now. I've seen people come and people go. I have met people who said, we wish we met you before I divorced. Because I'll tell them, I say, you divorced for nothing. You see, it takes humility. It takes a man to be humble. It takes a woman to be humble. Nobody's always right. All of us always sometimes makes wrong decisions. But there's always somebody who wants to highlight. Praise the Lord. We are going to have communion. I want to say to all the pastors and all the viewing centers, prepare communion, please. As we round up. So that when we take communion, you are not going to start. Because they say, when I say communion, by the time we take communion, everybody else is left behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to have an understanding that God has a plan and a purpose about your life. And has a plan and a purpose about your nation. You have to fight against your personal identity. Jesus relinquished abandoned his identity as God. He became man. The Bible says he took even a form of a slave. He died a death on the cross for the sake of everybody else. It should be you who defend others. No foreigner should be killed in the name of taking our jobs. Fight the employer who possibly has created that environment. But let's not allow the system that has discriminated us to make us evil. We usually say if people hate you, don't allow their hatred to grow in your heart. Move out of that company of haters and join yourself with those who are seeking for the truth. We have received the ministry of reconciliation. We have the capacity to forgive. We have the ability to live together. Jesus is our reconciliation. Our sins are forgiven and are not counted against us because Jesus has taken our sin. Now even you need to take your sin, the sin of others. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Listen to this, Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 12.
Proverbs 10:12.
It says, hatred stirs up strife. But love covers all sins. You see, when you love, you see no wrong. Did you hear what I said? When you are in love, it doesn't matter if the person, when they eat, food comes out of their mouth. You can see the rice flying. And the person saying, Nyamtanda. Yamrata.
Nah, I love the person.
I love the person.
Yamrata.
It doesn't matter what you say. When we say whatever we say, the person is, the English say the love is blind. May your life be blind, please. May you cover a multitude of sin. May your tribalism not blind you. I've seen people being blinded by tribalism. I've seen people lose opportunity in life because of the position they took earlier. And now they realize later that their position was a bad position. I was talking to somebody. They treated me so bad. And when we finished, I said to them, listen, you do not understand. You don't know who I am. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know what level of influence I have. And you have already spoken so bad. There was somebody who was very wise who came and pleaded and said, please, we are very sorry. This one is naive. He's backwards. He's a child. And I realized, I said to them, you see, you will do the things you are doing, not knowing what you are doing, and you will lose greatly. I've used this example before, that a young woman was crossing the street, going for an interview, and somebody was holding plastic bags full of food, like muffins and whatever. And the young woman says, can I help you to cross the street? I see you have too many things in your hands. He helped the person. Where are you going? He pointed at the building next door. He went with him until the reception. Only to find the girl is going to the same building. The person took the plastics, the paper bags and went into the building. This girl came for a new job application. She was coming for an interview. All the interviews went in, and when the 10 came, when she sat on a chair to be interviewed, guess who was sitting the other side? The person who was helping to carry the plastic bags. And the person said, oh, I know your attitude already. I need somebody like you. You are so kind. If you did what you did without knowing who I am, what will you do for us? You already have the automatic influence or the attributes that we want. Your kindness will not take anything away from you. Did you hear what I said? Just being kind to somebody. You know, I met somebody who says, I need transport. My heart said, Might be asking for the money for something else. But my heart as well said to me, what if this person is serious? He's really in need. And he was asking for a small money. So he said, no, I just need money to take a taxi. He says, 20 rand, I will arrive at a specific place. I was going that direction. But my heart, I believe it's the Holy Spirit. Says, no, don't give him the money. Don't put him in your car. You get it? So I took a big note, 100 note, and I said, you take. You should have heard the words that came out of their mouth. I said, oh, I didn't know. You know, sometimes there are people who know you, but you don't know them. Did you hear what I said? There are people who know you very well, but you don't know them. When I felt in my heart, I believe it's the Holy Spirit. No, don't give him 20 rand. Give her 100 rand. So I gave 100 rand. The weights that came out of the mouth, I got more than what I gave. I said to the Lord, thank you that I gave and I got more than what I gave. Your kindness will not take anything away from you. Jesus Christ's kindness has brought so much to us. Love covers a multitude of sin. Don't always capitalize. I've seen people discuss other people so viciously. And I say, I don't want to be in your company. Because I know when I leave, you are just going to chew me like a chicken bone. You are going to finish me and swallow me. By the time I come, you'll do me like Jesus. You'll hang me on the cross. Because you will have already finished. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy. The Bible teaches us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Never believe you are perfect. Never believe you are sinless. Regardless of how much prayer you make, all of us have sinned. And all of us have got things that needs to be made right. May the Lord have mercy. We are going to pray a prayer of salvation. If you are not born again, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we are going to pray that you receive Jesus. I believe all the centers, your people are standing ready to give their communion. Can we pray for salvation? I'll ask all those who are here in church. We are going to pray together. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior in the viewing centers, just follow my prayer. And when we finish, just make the leader there. Today, I've received Jesus. Can we pray together? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Today, I recognize I am a sinner. I needed a Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. May I be reconciled with you through the blood of Jesus. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. With my own mouth, I speak. With my heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for me. I thank you, Father, for your word says, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. I thank you, Father, for this salvation in Jesus' name. In Sotho, can you say Morena Jesu? Ke a go leboga ka pholoso. Ka molomo ke a bua, ka pelo ke a dumela. Gore Jesu Kriste ke Morena. Ntshwarele dibitsaka, di tlhatswe ka madi a gago, ntire ngwana wa gago. Ke a leboga gore ka molomo ke a bua, ka pelo ke a dumela. Gore Jesu Kriste ke Morena. Ke lebogela pholoso e. Amen. I want us to pray. COVID-19 has been one of our most serious adverse enemy. The church has been closed for almost 6 months or so. We have tried our level best to do all that we can do. I think as well, technically, it has moved us forward in many ways than one. I want us to come before the Lord as we pray that may God heal us and may God heal our nation. And let us pray that the people who have lost their jobs, God will open a better and effective way. Sometimes such difficult circumstances bring some good things to come out of our life. Because out of the need that we have, the Bible says, out of the eater came something sweet. So we are going to pray that may the Lord help us. The Bible says a live dog is better than a dead lion. So the current circumstance might look bad, but there's great opportunities that God has put for us. Hallelujah. I'll ask of you to lift up your hands wherever you are and here in the building as we pray God's blessing upon your life, that God will open doors, that the schooling, everything will go well. The things that have bothered us, the indebtedness, can we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this afternoon. We commit the life of your people into your hands. We pray for supernatural enablement by God in the life of our people. That, Father, whatever that COVID-19 has caused, the hardship, the difficulties, the impossible circumstances, Lord, may you turn it for the good of our people. May you bless and prosper all those who have lost their jobs. May you bless and prosper all those whose businesses were closed and they could not make any revenue. Lord, we pray, may you bless the church as we were closed. Much of our congregation could not come. And Lord, we are grateful today to see faces we have not seen for quite some time. We pray your blessing upon us. We come against COVID-19, that Lord, it will help us to advance than for us to be delayed. We pray for healing and restoration of our people and total reconciliation of our nation. Even as we celebrate, as we dance, Lord, we pray for supernatural help in the name of Jesus. We lift up your name and Father, we glorify you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we pray for our president and the cabinet. Lord, we pray for wisdom and understanding. We come against corruption. We pray, Father, that all the corrupt officials may be exposed, arrested, and sent to jail. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that may our nation be better and stronger. We pray, Father, that Lord, may you unite and make us one people. That Lord, in our diversity, may we become one. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will not be deceived by those who are full of hatred, who are always looking for reasons why we should be fighting, why we should be separated, why others should be excluded. Lord, we pray that in Christ Jesus we were included. We thank you, Father, for this reconciliation day, and we pray for the power of God upon our life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said,